W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet testing on frequency and out.
Why are you getting out so quick? What's the difference here?
Say again, there's a lot of noise. I don't know what the deal is. I think I'm having trouble with my receiver.
Okay, Gene, this is Tom, NZOTR. Just wondered what he's up to.
I'm sorry, I just can't copy. It's just too much noise. I got a bad receiver. I appreciate you coming back to me, though. It's W4FHJ. It'll be clear.
Okay, Gene, fine business. Talk to you later. W4FHJ, N0.
Is that Tom? It sounds like your voice, Tom.
Roger.
Okie doke. Hadn't talked with you in a long time. Thanks for coming back to you, to me, Tom. I'll see you down the road.
Comment. Go ahead, Mr. Chant.
Hey, Gene, there may not be anything wrong with your receiver. Somebody's jumping all doubling over Tom.
I think I heard something about my receiver. It could be that I don't know what the deal is. Maybe it's not my receiver. Maybe it's bad location, or maybe I don't know. Maybe across the board, other people may be having the same trouble. I don't know.
To me, it sounded more like a bad mic, either the mic switch or the cord.
Yeah, I know somebody was.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't copy that. I wish I could.
It's just me, though.
Doubled with you a little bit then, but he's having trouble on his end for sure, I think, Chan. And I think he was keying it some. But Gene sounded like a bad mic cord or a mic switch. Just send 0TR.
I hear you talking, but I just can't make out enough to be intelligible.
Mic switch. Microphone problem. Gene's what it sounds like. Just send 0TR.
Well, it's KO4 NUE. We got the parts in the truck, and, oh, boy. We're going to see.
Put off more than you can chew, but I've never seen that happen yet. And give you a challenge, and you'll manage it. Well, how was them beanie weenies for dinner?
We're on the way now. Fixing to get there, as a matter of fact. But anyway, I'm a half mile off. So let me get on focus on the road and 73, Tom. You be safe.
QSL, you and Anna enjoy lunch, and we're headed home. We're trying to get off here on Fairview Road at Wade Hampton and get out of this mess today. California NUE, and 0TR clear.
Access mobile.
N0TR mobile.
Noon. And just heading back to the house, taking care of some heat calls today.
You know, if you'd asked me to guess, I'd have probably guessed that. Well, I had a little problem I wasn't aware of. It's been a year or so ago, and I had a friend that also was in HVAC, and he says, when they set your Generac up, if the heat pump quits, he says, everything quits. And he says, through the little, I call them a PLC, that are in the control box where the big breaker's at, you can fix that by changing a couple of wires, and that way, if the heat pump goes out, you still got your emergency heat. And that's what I wanted, and he done it for me. But no longer have him around. It's been several years ago. But I feel more comfortable with it that way with what's coming now, Dave.
Oh, yeah, my heat pump's going to work hard. I may have to hook my heat strips back up, which I really don't want to do, but yeah, I hear you. But yeah, I'm not too familiar with those Generac panels. Because sometimes they're just going to run the heat pump portion and not the heat strips, because it's a lot, depending on what size heat strips you have. You know, if you have 10K heat, you know, backup heat, it's, you know, it'll pull 40 amps. Anything more, if you have 15K, to pull something like 55 amps or something, then, you know, that's a load. That's a very big strain on that Generac.
It is, but like ours is a whole house generator, and it'll pull 90 amps per phase on it, Dave, so I think that take care of it.
Well, yeah, so it's 180 amps, 240.
At 240, 180 at 120.
Yeah, see, I'm not... It should be the other way around. It should be 180 at 240, because you got 90 per leg coming in.
Let me think on that now. I got my figures wrong. You can, if you was just doing 120, you'd have 90. At any rate, I haven't calculated in a while, but you should have half as much amperage if you're talking about 240, because if you take 90 times 240, it'll give you so many watts, and if you take 180 times the 90, you'll get the same thing. I don't know. I'm driving, Dave. Got to engage my head here. At any rate, it's 21,000 watts. And it'll run the refrigerators, everything, you know, the heat pump, the whole nine yards. It'll take care of it anyway, so that's a blessing.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Yeah, my brain is a little cold today, so I may have gotten that wrong also, so you're probably right about that. You know, I know, you know, when... when I put my amp probe on the heat strip and it lights up, I only checking on one leg up in the air handlers and stuff, and yeah, it'll pull 40 amps, you know, 40 to 43 amps on a 10K heat strip. So yeah, you're probably right about that. Yeah, you're probably right.
Doesn't matter, just so it does the job, Dave. Yeah, I never did fool around too much with heat pumps, Dave, but those auxiliary heaters, I've always been told and know that they're just nitro strips, I'm sure, and they draw a lot of juice. But he made it where those would at least be enabled if the heat pump shot craps, and that's it's just a matter of the way you do the control wiring. But we're thankful to have it. We never had anything like that in Kansas, and I guarantee you, if it hadn't been for that wood heat that we had, we'd froze to death. And I built the wood stove, and two of them, one for the garage and one for the house. And I built the log splitter. And we'd go out and cut wood at Bernice's mom's farm to feed that in the wintertime. Oh, that wood heat's nice, but it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, I love a wood-burning stove there, I tell you what. Yeah, you're right, it's partially the control wiring and also the thermostat, how you have it wired up and how you have it set up, where you can actually turn on, if you've got, you know, regular buttons on there, you can slide it over to the emergency heat and light up the strips and not have the condenser come on if the condenser died out on you. Or depending if you have the thermostat set for backup heat, then the strips will come on if the temperature doesn't rise a degree in so many minutes, or, you know, when it goes into defrost mode, it'll turn the heat strips on and continue heating while it's in defrost.
It's just a blessing, and down here they're not needed that much, but you know what, whenever powers went out, it sure was nice. Dave, I'm going to pull in here and get some push water, and I'm up to the gas pump here now. Been nice talking to you this morning, and big thing is you stay safe out there, buddy. This is NGLTR Clear with your final.
Sir, have a good afternoon. I don't talk to you. Have a good holiday, N0TRKB2HXS passing through downtown Greer.